As promised, lawmakers held a committee meeting on inmate release procedures only weeks after officers recaptured Joseph Jenkins and Charles Walker at a Panama City hotel. The pair had been released based on bogus documents. Officials from the Department of Corrections told lawmakers not having a standard form for verifying releases makes it more likely a mistake will be made. That's why Sarasota Clerk of Court Karen Rushing recommends court clerks use a statewide form.
We'd have this adoption of a statewide form that all clerks would use and all courts would also use to acknowledge that a document was actually verified by the court as having been signed and entered.
Rushing added that an e-verify service could help establish a standardized and secure connection between DOC officials and clerks of court when issuing or receiving a release order. Lawmakers are expected to file legislation on the issue in the coming days. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Benk.